Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Most small business owners plan to exit their business eventually in one form or another. Maybe it involves family succession, or maybe it's just an outright sale. But either way, our next guest says having an exit plan from the very beginning is a wise idea. Jeremy Finger is a certified financial planner with Riverbend Wealth Management, and he joins us now by phone from his office in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Jeremy, welcome back to the program.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So small business succession planning, having an exit plan from the very beginning, there probably are a lot of business owners that don't have that right at the very beginning, do they?
Absolutely. Matter of fact, according to the Exit Planning Institute, only 60% of business owners don't even know what the exit options are.
What is the main reason why this statistic is where it is?
Well, most of the times business owners, mainly they're focused on the business, you know, trying to get sales or trying to manage people, and they're just working the business. And they don't think about what may happen in their life that could disrupt them. Now, let me give you an idea what that is. 50% of transitions in business are involuntary, okay? There's five D's that are associated with that. Death, divorce, disagreements with business partners, if you become disabled, and disasters, and that could be economically related and the like. So those types of things can transpire, and that can force situations. However, if you're prepared in advance through doing some planning exercises, not only will you be obviously more prepared if these things tend to happen, but also when you implement these things, it's actually good for your business as well. It increases the value of your business.
I'm guessing then that when you put together an exit plan, this exercise that you're talking about, those five D's, we'll try to have a scenario for each one of those?
Pretty much. So what you want to do really is to first optimize the business. That means to have redundancies in the systems so that in the event that one person's out, the other person can take on. You want to have standard operating procedures, multiple different facets of that. When you implement those types of things, it allows the business owner to have a little bit autonomy away from the business. Now, that does two things. Obviously, it increases more time and flexibility for the business owner. They can go on to bigger and better things or spend more time with their family. But it also allows the business to become more valuable. Reason is, whoever would be purchasing the business would also like to have these procedures in place for the business owner to be able to take time off and spend time with their family and whatnot. You have to have redundancies in the system. All right. So if it's a competitor, if it's children, if it's management, to be able to have those things in place is a lot easier for them to take it over if a lot of the business processes are not in the owner's head.
Well, Jeremy, we've only got about a minute left. What other points should our business owner be considering when exit planning is top of mind?
There's a couple things, all right? You really need to have an exit planning team that could involve an attorney, an estate planning attorney, a financial advisor, a tax advisor, potentially an M&A advisor or attorney. And a lot of these things, these particular professionals, you want to have things implemented in place well in advance. You know, it's like it's too late to do a lot of tax planning if on April 14th, so to speak. So when you're able to plan in advance, you can be a lot more prepared and it gives you more options. That's the first thing. The second thing is a business owner needs to really think about their wealth gap and their income gap. And here's what that is. A lot of business owners live out of the business, but without the business, can they maintain their lifestyle? Typically, business owners have 80% of net worth tied up in the business. So if that business is no longer there and now they have a liquidity event, can that liquidity after taxes provide the income to the family that they are thinking about? So really thinking about how you're going to live your life after the business.
Well, Jeremy, great information. Thank you so much for sharing with us today.
Perfect. Thank you.
Jeremy Finger is a certified financial planner with Riverbend Wealth Management in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And you can find us wherever you find podcasts with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.